My name is Brian Pillman Jr., and you are now listening to the Wrestling _ Hip Hop Podcast, your home for all things wrestling and hip hop. And as Brian Pillman Jr., I can tell you there is a ton of crossover between hip hop and pro wrestling. I can't count on one hand how many times I hear one of my favorite artists shouting out one of their favorite wrestlers. It's a great time to be a wrestler. It's a great time to be a fan of hip hop. So congratulations. Tune in to the Wrestling Hip Hop Podcast on Spreaker Radio and follow them on Instagram at Wrestling _ Hip Hop. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to PoPolitikin.com, your home for self-help meets hip hop. This is another episode of Wrestling _ Hip Hop. I'm live with the owners of C3W, Richie Welcome Fingers and Casino Hayes. How y'all doing?
That's all right. I'm good. How you doing, man?
What's happening, brother?
What's good with y'all today?
Another day in the neighborhood. What a time to be alive.
What y'all drinking on?
Ah, shit. Drink of champions, man. Remy XO, man. We drink it. We drink it because we like it, and it's one of our sponsors as well. Remy XO.
All right, so I just wanted to, we're going to talk a lot of wrestling today, but the first thing I just kind of wanted to get, learn each more about you. I know we got Richie Fingers and Casino Hayes, so I just want to learn about y'all backgrounds and how y'all end up meeting together.
Well, man, well, the way we connected was off basketball. Both our sons played ball, but he used to coach my son. He wanted to coach to influence my son to play. And then, I mean, as far as myself, I'm a musician and a producer. And and a diehard wrestler fan ever since about 3 years old. So, you know, that's basically me in a nutshell.
Like you said, I used to coach his son. Both our sons play college basketball. They've been playing since Boys and Girls Club. I got a basketball training company, a sports training company. His son used to attend our camps and clinics and stuff. And, you know, I mean, that's how we met. But after that, we both coached. We've coached each other's sons. My background. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I own quite a few businesses, crossing entertainment, real estate, and just different diverse background of businesses, whatever. And I'm a diehard wrestling fan. Been a wrestling fan, like I said, since probably about 4 or 5 years old as well.
Mm. Yeah. So, what promotion did y'all grow up watching? Are y'all both from DC?
Yeah.
So what promotion did y'all grow up watching back in the day?
NWA.
WCW.
Mid-South. That's probably Aaron. I'm sorry about that. You still see us?
Yeah, you good.
Yeah, no, I used to watch World Class, Mid-South, I used to travel a lot with my parents. So I used to go down south and see all them crazy leagues. You know what I'm saying? What was that? CWA Memphis? Like, I grew up on all that, man. Like, you know, you name it.
You know, some of y'all favorite wrestlers.
Say again?
Who's y'all favorite wrestlers back in the day?
I say Austin Warrior.
my all-time favorite, honestly,
right here. Actually, right there, something.
I got the Ultimate Warrior tattoo on it. Yeah, but Junkyard Dog, Ultimate Warrior, probably number two. I grew up WWF, WCW, and good old NWA. You know, that's what I used to watch. I didn't catch the Mid-South stuff too much, but in the 80s, late 80s, and early 80s, that's my heyday of watching wrestling.
Were y'all Hulk Hogan fans?
Yeah, you had to be.
Yeah, you had to be. I got a chance to see him live, and I was
lost
my mind.
Yeah, you had to be. Right. If you like wrestling, you had to be. And your age, you had to be.
Yeah, the new school don't like him because of the certain things he's done, you know, over the course of time. But like I said, our generation, man, like, you couldn't tell nobody nothing about Hulk Hogan, man.
Yeah, that's why they say sometimes you don't want to meet your heroes. Meet your heroes.
They become reality to you. See it from another side.
Okay, and then C3W. So I wanted to, what is even the meaning behind the name, and how did y'all just come about creating it?
Well, the name is Capital Combat Championship Wrestling. basically, me and the wrestler G Postal came up with the name, and you know, just kind of stuck with it from there. You know, like we both like combat sports. I like UFC and boxing, so you know, just that whole combat thing just kind of stung us. You know, stuck out. So we just kind of ran with it from there.
I mean, what was y'all vision with that? What y'all trying to?
Well, before I got with all them, I was looking at more of like sports space. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, wrestling over the course of time, like we all wrestling fans, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it seemed like wrestling over the course of time seemed to be probably way more soap operas than actually sport. And so with us, we wanted to, you know, bring back sports-based wrestling, you know what I'm saying? Like, believable.
Smash mouth wrestling, man. Not a musical. Not a you know what I'm saying? Not a dance. Not a musical. Not a theatric. We're not going to see opera. We're not going to see a Tyler Perry show. We're going to see some wrestling. Yeah. Going to see people put their bodies on the line every time they get in the ring. You know, I mean, as far as where we're going with it, we shooting for the top. Everything we do, we mimic, and we follow the WWE protocol. Like we don't consider ourselves a promotion or anything. We're a wrestling league. Like we're about 3 years past what we expected we would be right now as far as traction, as far as online presence, streaming numbers, attendance numbers. Like every show we've done, it's the very first show we did, we didn't quite sell out, but everything after that, we've sold out every show. We're making wrestling cool again. We're bringing new fans in. Every show we have probably 80% new fans that didn't come to the show before. So like our shows are a little different. It's like a cross between our live shows, like WWE and the Universe Soul Circus. I don't know if you've been there before. Did they have that? What part of the world are you in?
San Diego.
Does Universe Soul Circus come out there?
Yeah, I think I saw it before.
Okay, because it changed the regular ring. Like Ringling Brothers Circus was three rings, and you kind of out in the crowd away from what's going on. Universal has one ring, and like you part of the action. They might call you in the ring. You might be in the dance contest. And your kids might ride the elephant. Same thing with our shows. Like our shows, most wrestling shows you see 95% white, rural area. You might, you know, in the VFW in West Virginia or something. Our shows, we bring right into the city, into urban areas, and we bring new fans. You know what I mean? A bunch of kids, single moms, grandmoms, whatever. But you might be a dance contest with some money in between matches. You just never know. But it's, we have live go-go bands. I'm not sure if you're familiar with go-go music. We have live bands playing at our shows. It's entertainment. It's an event. It's not just wrestling.
Get a brand new artist on there and all that.
Hey, guess what I'm going to eat after this interview?
What's that?
I got a hot dog with some mumbo sauce on it.
That's a hot dog. Mumbo sauce, though.
Yeah.
Chicken wings, homie. Yeah,
we don't put them on the glizzy.
I put mine on everything. I'm a dick. Started like a couple months ago, so we bought about 3-4 bottles, man. What's going on with it?
What you get, the Capital City mumbo?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That's one. But you got to get the real carryout mumbo. That's like the commercialized mumbo sauce. You got to get it out the hood, straight out the carryout. That's authentic mumbo sauce.
Mm-hmm. I will ask y'all, because you was talking about the Smash Mouth wrestling. So are y'all like influenced by like the, I know, like the Japanese wrestling or like ECW wrestling?
Well, put like this, it's like. So the athletic commission around here kind of put us on the same level of like Ring of Honor style wrestling.
Okay.
You know, so with that being said, yeah, like the Japanese, you know, strong style.
Yeah, strong style, yep.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Between the European and the Japanese.
Yeah.
That's the more believable style of wrestling that most of us black folk like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm going to say, man, that's the whole thing. I thought it was real cool, actually, interviewing black owners of, you know, a wrestling league, because I know P, I don't know if he has it though, but I know P was trying to get House of Glory, but I don't know.
I think he bought, but House of Glory already made. I mean, I ain't going on P or nothing, but yeah. We coming from the ground floor with this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know too many black wrestling promoters out there like that. That's cool, man. That's dope.
Man, it's untapped, man. It's a billion-dollar industry that we don't have a market share. It's time for us to get our piece of it. And like Rich always say, man, wrestling is one of the only industry that encompass every aspect of entertainment, from music, acting, graphic design, videography, just everything, you know, all in one nutshell. So we always look for people to join the team, man. We always looking for good people. It don't matter what part of the world you are, where you're in. Of course, we're always looking for talent, good, solid wrestlers. We have our own wrestling school right outside of Baltimore, maybe that's 30 minutes from DC, that we'll train you, bring you out here, if you're serious. But like I said, this the movement, the CQW movement, man, it's something special. Like I said, Rich is the wrestling guru. Anything, you ask him a question from 74 to 2021 about a wrestler, he can answer it. I'm more on the business side. I'm a wrestling fan, but it's a numbers game. We got, we like a yin yang, make sure everything work out. And we, should be moving smooth.
And then I wanted you to talk about the Gold Standard series. I watched episode 2 before we talked.
Okay. What you think about it?
I like it. It was cool. The only thing I was like, it was kind of a little dark a little bit, so I couldn't see it on one of the matches. But I like how everything was set up, and I thought the matches were good because I watch wrestling all the time and I watch everything. So I thought I would keep watching. It wasn't like, oh man, I don't like this shit, I ain't gonna watch it. Like, I thought it was cool, and then it was like hip. It was cool. I like it.
Yes, we put those together. We kind of because of this COVID, we taking different matches, wrapping them together and spoon feeding it to the people. But the match that was dark, you kind of saw the crowd and how diverse our crowd is. Like you rarely see wrestling with 98% of the people, it's black people, the wrestling match. And they turned up. Like our crowds are crazy, man. And that's one thing that we love, that we create new wrestling fans again. Like we literally stimulate the whole wrestling community. All the kids that come to our matches, they become fans. And they don't watch, they into the video games. They don't watch WWE, like we did WWF, when we were kids.
Yeah, I was trying to, I saw the one girl, I think her name was Safari.
Sahara 7?
Yeah, then the other dude, I'm trying to figure out more about him. Ruckus?
A Ruckus special, man.
Yeah, somebody was saying, I was listening to the dude, he hella big, but somebody was like, all the X Division people took his moves. I'm like...
look his name up.
Look him up.
You remember Wrestling Society X?
Yeah, yeah.
That's he him? Was on that. Yeah, oh, he was the black dude that he just had a cigarette in his mouth. With
a
bandana tied
around his head. Yeah, yeah. Now, Ruxy, you don't find too many 320-pound dudes
and CZW.
Doing triple backflips and doing some of the moves. Like, he's super athletic for his size, man. And he's a smash. If you put Smash Mouth Wrestling in the dictionary, he'd be right there. Yeah, picture him. Like, he old school. He trained a lot of the younger wrestlers we deal with, but he's old school. Old school, man. Great guy.
That's my favorite thing. I actually like going back and looking at old matches and just seeing how they was doing it back then too. And then you kind of see how the new rep, it's just like rap to me. It's like they be getting their style from the older wrestlers, but if you don't know nothing about the older wrestlers, you don't know they getting their style.
You never know.
And the music are called a sample.
And I mean, that's how it works, man. Some of the storylines, they recycling the storylines from the 80s. I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Sometimes
right now they're doing the Bullet Club over, but it's basically Bullet Club ain't nothing but the NWA. NWO.
NWO had a bunch of jokers.
Yeah.
It's like Bullet Club had a bunch of jokers.
Yep.
If you think about it, I see why, if you think about it, Randy Orton is sadistic like how his father used to be.
Yeah.
Because Bobby used to wear the cast and broke out. Yeah, he's had a cast.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm saying, I read y'all had a deal with Independent Wrestling TV.
Yep, IWTV.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so we're on there. But basically, we're dropping shows once a week. So, make sure everybody tune into that.
Hey, tune in, join IWTV, use code C3W3000, man. C3W3000 on IWTV. We also want, was it Fight TV?
Fight TV.
And then you can always see it on C3W Wrestling on our own streaming network as well.
So what's the plans for the rest of the year?
Putting together great matches. You know, getting out to the people. We're doing a lot of closed set shows now. You know, flying in wrestlers from all over the country. This month, what, 2 weeks? We're shooting down. We got a virtual studio down in Atlanta because things is wide open down there as far as being able to wrestle. So we're going to shoot like 30, 40 matches and then gradually, you know, get them out to our streaming networks and stuff. Like we're going right now, we're going completely online and streaming for the remainder of the year. Maybe like March, April, when it get a little warmer, we have a 41-acre, we have our own facility in Southern Maryland, which is about 30 minutes outside of DC that we recorded. That's what we recorded. I don't know if you saw the TJP match, mm-hmm. and one of the other outdoor matches. That's at our own complex. That's at our own facility. So we're going to record a bunch of stuff out there. We can do that COVID friendly. We can be outside, invite maybe like 30. We have a following, man, of some of the most beautiful girls, women, all nationalities, and we from all over the place. So we're going to be, when we shoot our shows back here, we're going to fly them in. Run the contest, fly them in here. We're just doing one roll around the ring and we're just going to record it and let it and stream it. But it looks like a fashion show, man. The women that follow out, I don't know what it is, how it caught so fast, but it's crazy, man.
Mm. People forget women love wrestling.
Oh, yeah. And then you was talking about TJ Perkins, so I know he's the champ right now. So how does it feel him being affiliated with the brand and being the champion?
I mean, at the end of the day, by him being a champ, that's setting the bar for like every wrestler that wants that belt. You know what I'm saying? If you're not on that level, you can't even get that title shot.
Yeah, he won that chip about a month or a few weeks before he won that got the X Division back with the new
Manic.
Yeah, the Manic. He's running under mask as the Manic now with the X Division. But one thing about it, he takes it just as serious as the WWE Cruiserweight Championship that he won. Like he honestly, like he love our crowd, love the energy. Like I said, we're looking for the best talent in the world. We flown guys in from South America, from Chile, from wherever. We not if you are this is a call for all wrestlers out there. If you're true to the craft, if you have the following, if you're active on social media and stuff like that, and you're serious, reach out to us. info@c3wrestling.com. And, if it works out, we'll get you on one of these shows. Either fly you down to Atlanta or in the spring right up here and match you up. See if you got the takes to battle TJP or for one of our other belts. The hardcore wrestlers, you got Sick and That's who has our Savage Division. That's what it's called. That belt wrestled by the name of Sicken. We looking for that as well.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask you about more wrestlers on the roster and more belts y'all had.
Yeah, that's Savage Division. That's basically our deathmatch division. They said the hardcore. Mm-hmm. So we definitely want to stack that one up.
We have the Savage Division. We have the World Championship belt, which TJP has. Right now, Tyree Taylor has our super heavyweight belt. He's a champ. That's 270 pounds or bigger. That's our super heavyweight. Tyree Taylor is our current champion. Our men's tag team belt is up for grabs right now. We have in the tournament. I think it's four. Is it four? Four teams left. And then we're looking for that women's championship.
Yeah, still got the women in there too.
The women as well. Those titles are vacant. The men's tag team and the women's championship. So we've been having the tournament, fighting for, but it's COVID kind of slowed it down. But over these, these next few weeks when we record, we're gonna get some of those out of the way.
Yeah, then I was looking at the heavyweight belt. It's like really tight. That shit look clean.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, it got that old Intercontinental belt feel, that Ultimate Warrior belt feel.
Yeah. So where can you say, y'all was telling us where everybody can go check out all the matches and stuff. Say one more time.
Outside of the other streaming, we'll tell you. If you just go to our website, www.c3wrestling.com. You'll see on the top where it says on demand. And you just go to on demand and we have a streaming service on that one.
You get 2 weeks free. You join right now, you get 2 weeks free. And then after that, what is it? $6.99 a month or something like that. But there's a lot of wrestling, a lot of original matches, original content. We're shooting some other shows, kind of all our podcast stuff is going to be there, and just entertainment, man. You know what I mean? That's the best way. A lot of people ask how can they support a black 100% black owned and operated wrestling league. Join our streaming service. Like you said, go to c3wrestling.com, click on demand, $6.99 a month. So basically a cup of Starbucks coffee once a month. Just keep let that ride, you can support us. Yeah. Point blank. So what is, you're getting original content as well, my fault.
Now I was gonna ask you, so what are some of y'all interests? You were talking about it earlier a little bit. What are some of y'all interests outside of pro wrestling?
Shoot, I mean, business, man. Yeah, like real estate. I was gonna say, like, I'm heavy, land development. I mean, I'm heavy into the real estate, man. Looking for just good opportunities, get land, developing into different, complexes, like residential complexes and commercial stuff. I'm really tapping into modular homes, kind of those shipping, like not tiny homes, but shipping container homes. Homes that started out as shipping containers, converting neighborhoods and things like that. But right now we're just trying to buy as much earth as possible and then convert it as needed or sell it or develop it. But that's outside of wrestling. That's what we into, man. We're here for generational wealth. We're here for our kids and our grandkids and so forth. Wrestling is this thing is beautiful. Outside of just, we're using wrestling we're using this whole company to bring light that there's so many brilliant black entrepreneurs around the world, men and women, if you saw us, you probably wouldn't imagine the type of shit that we into until you ask, you know what I mean? And, we're just trying to change the narrative, man.
Since black men aren't the threat to the world for real. Now America's saying that, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's real. You
know, I was gonna say, even like, because I was listening to some old Kamala interviews, and then he was just talking about like how racist it was back then. Like he would never get his money like he should have. He said all that shit he was doing with Hogan, man, they wouldn't pay him shit. And even Hogan had to come up to him and be like, "Ask for your money." So I was saying, like, I always look at wrestling like it really imitates life. That's how racism like trickles down to wrestling, but there's so many people, like you were saying, Junkyard Dog and Coco Beware, a lot of wrestlers that Ernie Ladd, they never got like their fame like they should. So it seems like but even now, like you remember the dude AC3?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, him and they did
Richard.
Yeah, they say, yeah. See, and just how we portrayed, man, they've been cooning us. That like wrestling was almost extension of Samboism for years, even to the 80s and 90s. We changing the narrative, man. You know what I mean? You're not gonna just come get squashed by Hulk Hogan or whoever. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna be giving talented black wrestlers a chance to fight the best wrestlers on earth without just coming out there as a squash match. You know what I mean? Just coming out there and just getting the brakes beat off you. Just because we're a black company, I don't know if you watched our matches, we go for the best talent. I don't care what your race is. It ain't just, you understand what I'm saying? It's not the chitlin circuit. It's not just the Negro League. We're the next WWE. That's what we have our sights on. That's how we move. That's how we, you know, we see what they're doing wrong. They watching us. They've sent out a few things to us, so they be on their radar. Sooner or later, they're going to try to reach out to us to figure out how to get more diverse. And, you know, we always hope to partner with them. We're not selling anything, but we're opening to partner and doing some strategic alliances or something of that nature. But I mean, this is the beginning of something. I mean, it's going to be a household name, C3W.
I tell you what, by summertime, you're going to hear WWE, AEW, C3W, and everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't even. I watch WWE. I watch like the pay per views and like the main stuff. But I like the one I like the most is I like All Elite. That's the one I think really doing it. But then I like. I don't know if y'all heard of Game Changer Wrestling.
Yeah,
they pretty cool too. I like how they be doing. But I like the little. I don't know, not the little, but I like the like independent. That's like more real to me. Like the independent.
More organic. Yeah.
That's
right.
I mean, that's the beauty of independent wrestling. So,
Yeah, I like catching them. It's like music to me. I like catching them before they blow up. So then they get on WWE, and I'd be like, man, I knew him. Like AJ Styles, man, how long AJ Styles been out? He been out so damn long, but people on him like he knew, but he been out for like 20 years already.
Hey, look, that's right. I seen AJ Styles at a TNA show back in the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
I got nothing but respect for him because after he wrestled his match, when we were leaving, he was up in the stands helping to sell shirts.
Mm.
I said that. I said, that's the grind.
Like, that's grind. That's the grind. Yeah. Like what a lot of people don't know, man, back, guys wrestled championship matches with Hulk Hogan, and after the match is over, what's Vince? Yeah, like, man, go help him break down the ring.
Good match. Break the ring down.
I mean, like, it's a lot to it. It's wrestling business serious, man, but we going to make sure everybody get paid the way they're supposed to. Yeah. And, we're doing profit sharing. We treating it more so like the entertainment business. We're doing 360 deals with wrestlers, merch, helping them all the way all the way across the board, where they can really, as an independent, up-and-coming wrestler, you can really make money and feed your family off of it, not just getting $40 and driving the Chipman Circuit, driving to Tennessee and all this stuff and risking your life and limbs and stuff. If you hustle hard, you push it, you really can eat off our business model.
Yeah, because I was even Bad News Brown was talking about it. And then, that Bad News Brown was like, shit, he was a judo bronze medalist. So, he should have been the damn champ.
Yeah, he could have fucking been the champ. Like, it was some real shit.
Yeah. I always look at that. Like, that's why I'm what I do like about WWE. I like how Brock Lesnar, how they make him dominant. Because I feel like they should have it like that. Like, the dude's badass in real life. He should be badass when he fight. Like, you got him, like, not bad in the ring, and then he bad in real life. He's, like, not matching up. So, right. I like it when they make the character, like they got to make the character and the person kind of the same.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, man. Anything else y'all want to leave with the listeners?
I'm going to reiterate it, man. Get on board now, man. The CPW movement is moving, and we looking for people. We're looking for field operatives all around the country, all over every state. We need boots on the ground so that when we come, before COVID hit, we had a 27 city tour set up. We had 9,000 tickets. So, before we shut down, we had just did one show over in North Carolina. Yeah, right in the Tennessee, North Carolina border, sold out show, whatever. But we coming, like we coming venues, 500,000 seat venues or smaller. Because we want the crowd to feel like they're part of the show, but like I said, we want if you got something to add to this team, info@c3wrestling.com, info@c3wrestling.com. Like I said, you might design costumes, you creative as far as storylines,
marketing,
cyber, whatever. We have room for you on the team.
Yeah, I'm gonna say y'all need to put me down. You know what they call me, right?
What's that?
They call me Paul Russo.
Okay, man.
Say no more.
Okay.
No more. Say no more. Always, because I always watch wrestling, so I'm good with those storylines and shit for real. Because that's all I do is watch wrestling.
We 100% man, serious. Like it ain't one thing about being talking to the ownership. We fluid. We move like water. It's not a bunch of red tape, and we got to figure this out and run the shit up the line. We say it's done. It's done. We gonna get you. We gonna get you on board. Get you in the boardroom. Get you on some of them creative Zoom calls. Coming up these storylines.
Yeah, man.
Line some Cali wrestlers up, man.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say their names, but I already got some people, man. I got my homie Danny Limelight. I don't know if y'all know him, but then Drew Diz. But they're my homies. I already got some people I know. Then y'all know about Zenshi?
Nah,
playing
West Coast.
Man, Zenshi, he from Atlanta, but he's so cold. He be doing all the flips and shit, like. He's a black guy. The name Zenshi. I'm gonna send y'all his link.
He's in Atlanta now.
He on Major League Wrestling right now, I think. Oh, that's another one I like too. I like Major League Wrestling.
MLW hard, yeah.
That's the one. I forgot to mention them, but it's like all Elite, then Major League, then Impact, then WWE. Yes. I just keep know what they're doing, but
Major League
Wrestling, that shit cold.
Okay.
Cause I like how, like y'all was saying, like if they doing what y'all saying, it's not that much. It's talking, but it's not all they talking makes sense to the match. It ain't just no shit. So they
We let our wrestlers talk before the stuff, but then they go in there, handle their business. We're not gonna see a whole soap opera. You know,
they
ain't gonna do too much of that.
So. Then I was saying too, like the one thing I noticed too, like So how do y'all feel like, because I was looking at the Attitude Era, like what they was doing. I was like, damn, they was doing all that shit and y'all had kids watching it?
No, Attitude Era was hard, though. I ain't gonna lie, because they was blood every week. Cussing all the time, like
it
was off the chain.
I just saw one. It was like, I guess they was talking about Val Venus, and they had Kaya Ty, and they was acting like they were gonna chop your thing off.
Yeah, man, that was crazy.
I was like, damn.
We'll put like the C3W stuff. We push it right up to the edge, but once you check out our C3W X division, that's when you'll see. That's adults.
That's the attitude there.
That's the section. That's where you see the exotic wrestlers. We're not ready to introduce that yet, but we have a whole nother segment, whole nother league for that kind of stuff. C3WX, C3WX. That's when we jump way over the line.
You might get your drink served by a stripper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm about to go and sign up so I can get ready for these storylines. Be bored means I'm for real. I'm down with that.
100%.
I do that for free. That's like a dream job.
Yeah, man.
Like, real talk. Get us out, Cali. We'll come out that joint today. Are y'all open? Cali about shut down.
We bring that joint. We are. Everybody, we meet in Atlanta, man. Everybody be down there. Man. You know what I'm saying? Bring your COVID results, and you know we go from there. We'll be right in Georgia. We got a virtual VR studio at our disposal. We block it down for 3 days. In 3 days, we're going to
35
matches in 3 days.
That's tight.
Content for the whole year.
And then come back to the table and put it together. But we can definitely record, man. We can get it busy down there.
Then y'all, what's y'all social media handles?
You said handles?
Yeah, social media.
Mine is Casino Haze, Haze. Casino, like the MGM Haze, Haze. Of course, C3 Wrestling. Is the main attraction.
Mine's Richie Fingers, RICHIEFINGAZ, and that's on Instagram.
It's Instagram. My Twitter is Infinite Grind, INFINITE Grind, GRIND. Infinite shit don't stop.
And mine's AOF Music.
Well, let's ask you about so you doing hip hop or what kind of music do you do?
I mean, I'm a musician. I do whatever. Like, I mean, I do hip hop. And I was playing the go-go bands around here for like well over 20 years. You know, I play in church on Sundays. You know what I'm saying? I make beats. You know, I actually got, I created the our theme song. I created that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
He's a classically trained pianist. Like, he just not, you know, I'm not saying I'm a musician. He play. He listened to it twice. He can play it by ear.
Yeah.
And two.
The Poe Politikin Show is brought to you by RapperTshirts.com, home of the official Poe Politikin merchandise. From face masks to tees and hoodies, order yours today.